This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and I know you're looking out your official weather window as I am. You're thinking, well, it's sunny and a little warm. It's going to get nasty in the next couple of days. Starting tomorrow, we've got rain moving in, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, possibly into Saturday, we are, in fact, we've got, because it's Tuesday, our buddy Craig Peterson joining us, and we always talk about text, we talk about staying safe online and things of that sort, and AI, man, it looks like maybe the bloom is off the AI rose. Craig, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon from Montreal, Quebec. I'm up way up north. One more try.
There we go. How amazing. Is it serendipitous that the tech guy causes all sorts of tech issues when he calls? I don't know.
Every time, yeah, something's going on, yeah.
Could it be your magnetic personality? Is that what's causing all the disruption?
It could be, but you know what? This is a cross-border call. I'm up in Quebec, up in Montreal, in Canada. So, be careful. This is probably being monitored, all right?
All right. Well, I want you to monitor this. I want you to monitor Schwartz's. I need a couple of pounds plou gras, please. Please,
I love that.
My friend.
Yeah. Hey, AI is that's the rose that's losing its petals. You're right.
Yeah, so what's the deal? I'm looking at, you know, before the markets went absolutely kerflooey, people were saying the tech stocks were having difficulty because people were like, yeah, that's kind of it with AI. So what's the real story there, Craig?
Well, it kind of is, actually. Everybody that's a big player in the AI business has been losing billions of dollars. And the operations alone, just running these AI systems, so again, some of the big players, it's costing them $1 million a month just to have the silly thing up and running. Wow. And then every time we make a request, we get a nice response and we got to edit it, et cetera, et cetera. But that costs Google or Facebook or X or OpenAI, it costs them 20 cents, give or take, and they're usually charging pennies if you're paying for it. So it's a real problem. No one's gotten to the point where AI is really useful for other than a crappy first draft.
So what happens? I mean, they've got so much money into it. It's billions of dollars they have into it. Are they really just going to say, well, it's kind of like the new Coke. We thought it was a brilliant idea. Nobody wanted it, so we're going back? Or do they try and, you know, amp it up?
Well, they've been laying off right, left, and center, some of these companies out there, for good reason. Again, there's no way that they can see to profitability in anywhere in the near term. So you can expect that AI features are going to be charged for. Amazon is saying they're losing multiple millions of dollars a month because of these Amazon Alexa devices that we have. Wow. And you ask it for what, right? Most people use it to ask for the weather. They had hoped, well, maybe it would be used to buy things, right? I use it to listen to the radio, streaming sites. It doesn't make any money for them. So So even Amazon's now looking at it saying, well, maybe we should be charging for you to use AI. And Apple is coming out with their AI that's supposed to be magno splendiferous. Right. We'll see. And they're talking about, well, maybe we're going to have to charge for it if you want a really smart Siri that you're going to use. So everybody's pulling back. It was growing fast. You know, used to be Moore's Law that computing power doubled every 18 months. And it turned out that, well, really, the AI has kind of doubled every 3 to 6 months. But they've kind of hit a brick wall. Even the OpenAI, the ChatGPT 4.0 that people are fond of now, it is no longer the smartest AI. There's two more now that are considered smarter, rated smarter than them. And they're free for now to some extent, but that's not going to last either. Investors are pulling their money. They're hedging their bets. Intel, which got some $3 billion out, maybe as much as $8 billion, depending on how you do the math, Intel has decided they're laying off workers. As of right this minute, it's something like 18,000 workers that Intel's laid off. Again, Intel has missed every boat, including the AI boat. But NVIDIA, that's made a lot of money off of AI and people building up to it, is also seeing a major slowdown. People aren't buying their chipsets anymore to do AI. So this is interesting. AI is not a product in and of itself.
So does this mean I am not getting my own version of Rosie the Robot?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
What?
You know, I'm hoping that by the time I'm 80, she'll be there to take care of me, and I'll have, you know, Gerald taking care of the car for me and driving me places, right? All of these automated things. But you know what? I've been predicting for a while that it's probably 10 to 15 years away. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of poo-pooed by a lot of people, but I'm kind of thinking maybe it really still is that, right? And it's not going to be sentient. There's a lot of people, really good people, who are right in the middle of AI who don't think it'll ever be sentient. Right. And I think the biggest problem with AI, Jeff, is that too many people, particularly governments, are putting way too much into AI and relying on it too much. And that gets scary when you consider some of these weapons that our Pentagon is developing right now, weapons that are being used in Ukraine, are using AI to target the the adversaries, hopefully, right? Yeah. And there's too much people. You know what, Jeff? This reminds me of decades ago. Garbage in, garbage out. Oh, yeah. The computer said it, so it must be right.
Yep. Yep, that's a great point. Craig Peterson is joining us. Now, this week he's behind enemy lines, somebody would say. He's up there in La Belle Provence. I love Montreal, Quebec. I love everything about it. I mean, except the high rate of taxation and Justin Trudeau screwing everything up. But otherwise, a great place. Tell me a little bit. Now, I know you Apple guys don't care at all about protecting your laptops or your phones, right? Because nobody can get in there. But for the rest of us, aren't Norton and McAfee the way we're supposed to go?
Yeah, that's in today's newsletter. If you sign up right now, you'll get today's newsletter. But yeah, Norton and McAfee are the base products out there that so many people use. But you know what? They are now and have been for at least a decade, marketing companies. They are not cybersecurity companies. They pay the manufacturer of the PC $10 to stick Norton on there so that when you buy that computer, it can hound you forever that you need to renew your license for the Norton antivirus. And it was reasonably effective back when Windows 2.0 came out. Nowadays, however, so much has changed. Now, I had a client that had been having some trouble with email, Jeff. I went in, looked at his email, and guess what? It wasn't his email. We did some scans. They were using the full Symantec Norton antivirus suite, and so they scanned against it. Everything's fine. We found active Chinese backdoors inside their networks.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So the Chinese had control of their systems, and they made components that were sold to a subcontractor that were sold to a DoD contractor. So the Chinese were using their computers to break into, or at least try to break into, the Department of Defense via these web portals and other gateways that they were using, right? So I asked him, hey, is it okay if I bring the FBI in? You know, I set up and ran the training for the FBI InfraGuard, infrastructure guard program for a couple of years. But I said, is it okay if I bring him in? I did. And the Boston office of the FBI said they have never seen such a bad infection. And that's when a company running Norton, and it just didn't cut it for them.
All right. No, I got to ask you the out question here because I want people to get the newsletter. You go to CraigPeterson.com. But for those of us that are not allowed to have Apple products, and mock me if you will, what do I do? How do I keep myself safe then if Norton and McAfee are just their marketing companies?
Well, they absolutely are. I have that in the newsletter. I've got eight different products you can use. It'll get you to about the 98% point when it comes to being safe, right? Ransomware, hackers, and stuff. And they're all free.
Okay.
It's really great stuff. I give you them and a little step-by-step on what to do. And, of course, the information I put out there is free as well. But there are things you can do. And a lot of people just aren't aware of it.
Yeah. Well, all right. Listen, Craig, we're going to get people over to your website, CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com, so they can sign up for your newsletter. It's free. Comes out every week. It is filled with really vital information to protect yourself and also great pieces of conversation. And, Craig, again, Schwartz's, Blue Gras, and then for dinner, stop over at Gibby's, best steaks in the world.
Will do. Take care.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. He is visiting us from Montreal. You know, Craig is an interesting guy. Really is. He's up around Boston. He's in New Hampshire. And he does, as you know, because he shared it on the air. He's got this big lineage to Quebec. And just a brilliant dude. And there are people all over the world that reach out to him to take care of their internet security. That's what he does. And he also puts out this weekly newsletter. And he does this, he says, almost as a public service. He doesn't sell anything. He doesn't charge for anything. So if he thinks he's in marketing, he's really doing it the wrong way. But the newsletter is a must read. I take a look at it every single week when it comes out. Some of the stuff I understand, in all candor, some of it I don't. And if I don't fully understand it, then, you know, that becomes one of the topics that Craig is going to discuss that week on the show. So please go to CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. Sign up for his free newsletter. He's a good dude. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.